在祷告之前，我们来查考一段圣经。
And before we pray, let's study a scripture.
罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans 5.
第一节跟第二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. And therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个地方讲，因信称义，就能够跟神和好。
And it says here, being justified by faith, we can reconcile with God.
也就是重新建立跟神的关系。
It means that we can once again build upon the relationship with God.
所有的关系，最重要的关系就是跟神的关系。
And of all the relationships that we have, the most important one is the one with God.
如果我们看神创造万物的时候，
When you look at God's creations of heaven and earth and everything in it,
那个时候人住在伊甸园里面。
And that time, humankind dwell in the Garden of Eden.
什么都不缺乏。
And they lacked nothing.
因为这是神的原子。
And because that is the nature of God.
但是人缺乏，问题的开始是离开伊甸园。
But the problem started when mankind departed from the Garden of Eden.
那离开伊甸园就是人跟神关系切断。
And that means the sufferance of relationship with God.
所以我们今天如果生活很多问题。
So if today we have many problems in life.
你也可以一直朝着问题去解决。
And we can follow each one of those problems to resolve them.
但是很可能是在指着我们一个最根本的问题有问题，就是跟神的关系。
But it points to the most important problem we have is when we have problems with God.
所以什么叫先求神的国跟神的义，日用的饮食就要给我们。
So what does it mean? Seek first the kingdom and righteousness of God, and everything will be added to us.
求神的国就神要来做我们的王。
First, seek God's kingdom is for God to reign in our life.
来管理统治我们的生活。
To govern and to help us in our lives.
让神在我们的生活得到荣耀。
And let God and let us glorify God in our lives.
然后神的义就是神看为对的价值观、生活方式，我们的决定。
And God's righteousness means the decisions that we make should be right.
那这样我们跟神的关系好，我们生活都没有缺乏。
And if we have a good relationship with God, we would lack nothing in our lives.
所以这根本我们抓住了，生活很多，很丰富神的恩典。
And if we master the basics, then we will have blessings in our life.
那要跟神和好一个第一步就是我们因着信耶稣与神和好。
And the first step to have a good relationship with God is...Through Jesus, we have we become justified.
如果我们读第十节，请你读。
Verse
4. 第十 ,10.
Verse 10. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
那如果我们没有跟神和好，我们就做神的仇敌。
If we're not reconciled to God, we are his enemies.
做神的仇敌，这是大事。
And it is a major issue to be an enemy of God.
别人把我们当敌人，在这个世界上，你就有的人就把他漠视，好像他不存在，你也不会觉得怎样。
If we become enemies of other people, we can ignore their existence.
但是如果我们变成神的仇敌
，But however, if we become enemies of God,
神掌管生死祸福
，And God is the masters of living and life and death.
我们的一生会有很大的问题。
And then we have many problems in our lives.
那下面借着神儿子的死跟神和好。
And in here, through the death of his son, we become reconciled to God.
所以在前面一节，第九节。
And so verse 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
所以什么叫做借着儿子的死跟神和好？
And so what does it mean that by the death of his son, we become reconciled to him?
第九节，靠着他的血称义。
And verse 9, we have been justified by his blood.
就是借着主耶稣十字架流的血，我们可以称义。
It's through the blood that was shed on the cross from Christ that we become justified.
也就是在洗礼的时候，主耶稣的宝血洁净了我们罪，所以便称作义人。
And we are justified because the blood of Jesus washed away our sins in our baptism.
所以，有时候我们在听见证会啊，见证很多神的恩典，这都是事实。
And we have listened to many testimonies and the truth stories.
但是神给我们最大的恩典是什么
？So, but what is the greatest blessing God has given us?
最大的恩典就是付出最大的代价所得来的。
And the greatest blessing was bought to us with the greatest sacrifice.
就是主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪。
It's the cleansing of the Lord Jesus' blood of our sins.
使我们跟神和好。
And therefore we become reconciled to God again.
好，那和好以后，我们就有一个盼望。
After we're reconciled with God, we have a hope.
所以我们看第五章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 2.
因着他因信进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。我们可以欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And in here we can rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
那什么叫做盼望神的荣耀
？And how do we rejoice in hope of God's glory？
我们看实际的例子哈。
And we'll look at a practical example.
看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts.
第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
五十五节
Acts chapter 7 verse 55 But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
Okay. 五十六节
And 56 And said, Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
尸体反啊要被石头打死的时候
，and before Stephen was stoned to death，
他定睛望天
，and he gazed into heaven，
他看到什么
？What did he see？
五十六节说他看见天开了
，verse 56 tells us that he saw heavens opened。
然后五十五节他看见神的荣耀
，and in verse 55 he saw the glory of God。
那他又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
And he also saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
所以他看见三件事情。
So he saw three things.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
神的荣耀就是在天国。
The glory of God which was in heaven.
然后耶稣站在神的右边要接他回去。
And Jesus standing at the right hand side of God receiving Stephen.
我们每一个人都会临到这个时刻。
And every one of us will reach this point.
就是死的来临。
And it is death.
美国的平均寿数大约是八十岁。
The average lifespan in America is 80 years.
那如果我们以这个平均岁数来看
，And you look at the average lifespan.
越靠近八十岁那个时间越近。
So if you're closer to 80, the time would be near.
超过八十岁已经过期了。
And if you're over 80, you have already been over that average.
但是那是神的恩典。
But that is the grace of God.
所以你如果没有信耶稣你往前看看到什么
？If you have not believed in Jesus, if you look forward, what do you see?
就是你退休了，你在计划什么
？And after you retired, what do you plan?
这个就是你看到什么
？This is what you see.
没有一个人能够计划超过死亡。
And no one can plan ahead of after death.
所以死就是一个据点结束。
And so death is an end point.
所以死很可怕。
And it is very fearful.
因为离开你所爱的人，离开你爱的人。
And you have to leave the ones that you love and those who love you.
不晓得要去哪里。
And you don't know where you would go.
那现在我们得到了信仰，得到了主耶稣。
But now that we have faith and we have the Lord Jesus.
这个斯蒂凡的经验就是我们的盼望。
And Stephen's experience is what we hope for.
你往前看。
When you look ahead,
你会看到天开了。
And you will see heavens open.
就是神啊，要给我们那个永生的盼望。
It's the hope of eternal life that God will give us.
那我们超越了这个肉体之后，进到灵界，到天国，就是看到神的荣耀。
So when we transcend from our fleshly body into a spiritual one,
在我们断气的时候。
When we breathe our last,
神要接我们回到天国。
And God will receive us back to heaven.
这就是我们人生的集中追求。
And this is our ultimate pursuit in life.
所以信仰真的是很重要。
So faith is very important.
如果没有信仰，我们人真的是很可怜。
It would be very sad if we do not have faith.
没有盼望。
We do not have hope.
一天过一天。
We will live day by day.
我们人生没有一个目标。
Without a goal in life.
没有目标就是没有意义。
Without a goal, it means there's no meaning.
所以我们跟没有信的人真的是很大的差别。
So we're quite different compared to the non-believers.
因为我们可以看到天上神的荣耀。
It is because we can see the glory of God in heaven.
我们可以回到天国来享受荣耀。
And we can return to heaven to enjoy this glory.
好，那我们现在回来看第五章，罗马书第五章。
Let's come back to Romans chapter 5.
我们刚刚读第二节是欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
We just read verse 2 to rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
所以从圣经来讲死不可怕。
So from the Bible's perspective, death should not be feared.
所以我们这样一直灵修，一直亲近神，就是有一天死亡来到。我 不但不怕，而且我会欢欢喜喜。
So for we to cultivate and draw near to God, it's when death comes, we're not afraid, we actually can rejoice.
所以我们的信心到底有多大
？So how strong is our faith?
有一个试验。
There is a test.
如果今天死亡来到
，If death comes for us today,
我会不会怕
？Would I be afraid?
如果我很怕。
If I am terrified,
我的信心还是不够的。
Means that my faith is not strong enough.
因为死就是回家。
Because death means returning home.
不是回地上的家。
Not to an earthly home.
是回天家。
But an heavenly home.
死是一种享受。
And death is an enjoyment.
不是享受地上的好处。
Not to enjoy earthly things.
是享受天上的荣耀。
But enjoy the glory in heaven.
死不是享受我们所爱的人在一起，好像感恩节。
And death is not to enjoy the company of our loved ones like doing Thanksgiving.
死是享受跟神同在。
But death is to enjoy abidance with God.
所以从圣经来讲，欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
So from the Bible's perspective, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
这个就是死亡来到，能够回到天国。
Which means that when death comes, we return to heaven.
所以我们上了年纪的人都来这里参加 NAT， 这是非常好的事情。
It's a great thing for the people who are a little older to attend NATS.
因为这要坚定我们的信仰。
And it's to affirm our faith.
让我们人生有更活泼的盼望。
So that we have an even more livelier hope in life.
好，那我们现在回来看第五章。
Let's come back to chapter 5.
第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
And not only that, in tribulations, we are also joyful.
有时候我们在会堂里面，好像礼拜五就差不多每个教会都有礼拜五都有一些姐妹来插花。
Almost in every church, there are sisters arranging flowers during five-day nights.
所以你看礼拜六的时候，花插得真的很漂亮。
So you can see the beautiful arrangement of flowers on Sabbaths.
那这么漂亮的花是他买一朵买一捧的这个很多的花，那一直去修剪它的形状长短，这样把它插成的。
So this beautiful arrangement come from them buying many flowers and to prune them, to adjust them, to make them beautiful.
所以最后用最漂亮的方式就表现在每个信徒的眼前。
And in the end, the flowers appear in its most beautiful form in front of members.
那我们每一个人将来我们要去见神。
So for everyone, in the future, we will meet God.
在启示录里面说那个叫做婚宴的来临。
And in Revelation, it means the wedding feast.
主耶稣就是新郎。
And Jesus is the groom.
教会就是新妇。
And the church is the bride.
教会就是每一个人。
And church means every one of us.
那 在主耶稣还没有来之前
，and before Jesus comes，
新郎还没有来之前
，and before the bridegroom comes，
我们就是要装饰整齐
，and we have to adorn ourselves，
让我们用最美的方式来面对主耶稣。
And we should meet Jesus in our most wonderful, beautiful form.
因此这个在装饰我们这个过程当中有一种方法叫做患难。
So in the process of adorning ourselves, there's one part that's called tribulations.
所以患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
So we even rejoice in tribulations.
我们信主跟不信的人有一个很大的差别。
There's one stark difference between believers and non-believers.
就是苦难是可以解释的。
That we can explain tribulations.
差不多在三个礼拜前。
About 3 weeks ago.
有一个姐妹在见证她经历的苦难。
A sister testified about her tribulations.
她还在苦难中，还没有过去。
And she's still in tribulations. They have not ended.
但是在联合会，他的见证苦难让很多人很受感动，得到很大的造就。
A lot of people were moved and edified by her testimonies about her tribulations.
就是这个苦难怎么改变他的想法
？And about how tribulations change her mindset.
怎么提升他的灵性
？And elevated her faith.
怎么使他跟神的关系更靠近？
And cause her to be closer with God.
所以对她来讲，苦难不只是苦难。
So to her, tribulations have a different meaning.
苦难是神用的一个方法来改变这个人更美、更完全。
And tribulations are a way from God to beautify and better a person.
所以有时候我们在聚会完都想为谁祷告，为谁祷告。
So after each service, we think about whom we should pray for.
当然，每一个信徒身体有缺陷，我们都需要爱心替他们祷告。
For every member who has a physical illness, we should pray for them in love.
但是我们也要觉悟。
And however, we should set our sights.
一辆车子开久了就会出毛病。
So for a car that's been running for a long time, there would be problems.
那如果开到20万迈，你就要打算这个车子会报废。
And you would claim a total loss for a car who has 200,000 miles on it.
那就要准备买新车。
And you are prepared to buy a new one.
所以你这个身体开始出毛病，就是在告诉我们这个好像车子快要报废。
So when our body starts to have problems, it means that its life is coming to an end.
但是这个身体不能够换新的。
But we cannot have a new body.
所以就是准备我们要迎见神的时候快到了。
It's to prepare the coming day when we meet our Lord again.
所以一方面我们求神怜悯，让我们不要经历这么多痛苦。
So on one hand, we pray for God to limit our suffering.
但是更重要是神要借着这个让我学什么。
But what's more important is to find out what God wants us to learn through suffering.
所以有人在见证车祸，哇，车子撞到，哇，感谢主，大难不死，阿门，这样也是见证。
Some people would testify that they were spared of any injury or death from a car accident. That is a testimony. Amen.
但是也有人在见证遇到大难当中，他可以想出很多神要他学习的事情。
But other people can testify about figuring the things that God wants them to learn during tribulations.
那就要进入更深的一个心境里面去领受从神领受到底。他要我们学什么
？And through tribulations, they enter into deeper learning from God.
那如果我们学会了，我们这个患难就过去了。
And after we have learned our lessons, the tribulation would come to pass.
所以患难不是要毁坏一个人。
So tribulations are not to destroy a person.
患难是要提升一个人。
But however, to elevate a person.
使这个人更好、更新、更美。
And to renew this person, to better this person, and make this person more beautiful.
所以患难中欢欢喜喜。
So rejoice in tribulations.
那接下去叫患难生忍耐。
And tribulations produce patience.
所以一个人经历更多的苦难，会更有更大的耐性。
So we developed greater patience through tribulations.
这个本身就是一种美德。
And this is a virtue by itself.
那第四节，请读。
Verse 4, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
忍耐生老练，英文叫 character. Character 翻回来就是个性。
and perseverance, tribulation produce perseverance and character.
有时候我们听道理要几十年，我们自己读圣经几十年，个性都没有办法改。
And sometimes we've studied the Bible for decades, but our characters is the same.
所以有时候我们常常听人讲哈，主耶稣昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
And we hear that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and in the future.
那我们也是一样啊，昨天、明天、今天啊，都是一样，不改变。
And we are also the change. We're also the same. We don't change yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're the same.
信主三四年，个性不改变，观念不改变，生活都没有改变。
So after decades of belief that our character, personality, life have not changed.
主耶稣不改变是好的。
And it's good for Jesus not to change.
我们没有改变是不好的。
And it's not good for us not to change.
我们没有完全。
Because we're not yet complete.
那神有方法让我们改变。
So God has way for us to change.
就是患难生忍耐，忍耐生个性。
And it's tribulation produced perseverance and perseverance character.
好，那第五节。
Verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And hope does not disappoint.
所以我们在患难当中有一个盼望。
So in tribulations we have a hope.
这个会过去的，因为这只是神要提升我。
That tribulation would come to pass. It is a way for God to elevate us.
不是神要惩罚我。
It's not a punishment.
那我们怎么有这样的盼望？
And how do we have such a hope?
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And because the Holy Spirit who poured love into us.
所以我们在管教我们自己的孩子。
So when we discipline our children.
虽然我们管教他，我们都会让他知道说这是出于爱你。
And even though we discipline them, but we want to know that it comes from love.
所以我们孩子受管教，虽然有一些痛苦，他不会恨我们，因为他知道这是出于爱。
So when we discipline our children, there is some pain, but they do not hate us because they know it comes from love.
但是当我们在患难的时候，神的爱充满在我们心里面。
So during tribulations, when God's love is filled in us,
我们就不会发怨言。
We would not complain.
我们知道这是神爱我的。
We know that it's because of God's love.
好，所以我们为患难的人祷告，也可以很简单，神啊，让他患难赶快过去。
So when we pray for those who are in tribulations, it can be simply asking for the tribulations to end.
但是我们可以求神给他智慧。
But we can also ask God to give them wisdom.
求神让我们知道到底神要我学什么。
And to for God to reveal to us what should we learn in this.
再来就是求神将他的爱浇灌在我心里。
And to ask God to pour His love in us.
我曾经遇过这个信徒快要死之前了，去看他。
One time I met up with a member who was about to die.
他对神没有埋怨。
He or she did not complain to God.
他觉得神很爱他。
And he or she felt that much love has from God have gone to.
所以在临死之前哈，虽然他祷告要病得医治并没有成全，但是他对神充满着感谢。
And even though before this member's death, the member prayed for healing. It did not happen, but the member had no complaint.
因为在临死那一段时间，他有很多的祷告。
There were many prayers before that member's death.
圣灵把爱浇灌在他心里。
And the Holy Spirit poured into this member's heart.
当一个人被神的爱充满
，When a person's it's filled with God's love,
他就知道出于神的爱，没有一件事是不好的。
And that person realized that there is no, there's nothing wrong, in God's love.
每一件出于神的爱都是好的。
And everything that comes out from God's love, it's good.
我们对孩子爱他，但是我们讲的教的，有时候对他并不一定是好。
We love our children, but whatever we tell them or teach them may not be completely good.
因为我们是人。
Because we are human.
我们的智慧有限。
We have limited wisdom.
但是神是绝对的。
But God, it's absolute.
神觉得对我们好的就是真的有好处。
And God is absolute good towards us.
所以我们要求神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So we ask God's love to be poured inside us.
好，那我们在患难中也是会欢欢喜喜的。
That we can rejoice in our tribulations.
有时候我们常常觉得圣经的道理好像很难行。
Sometimes we feel it's hard to apply the Bible's truth in our life.
好像十条诫命。
For example, the Ten Commandments.
我还记得有个老姐妹说，真耶稣教会十条诫命讲太多了，所以信徒没有办法增加。
And one sister mentioned because we emphasize over and over on the Ten Commandments, that's why we don't have more members.
哦, 这也有可能,
that could be the reason.
啊, 哦, 但是十条诫命在讲什么?
So, but what do the Ten Commandments tell us?
为什么这么难守?
How come it's so hard to obey them?
前面四条就是爱神,
the first four, it's to love God.
后面六条就是爱人,
the latter six is to love man.
哦, 所以十条诫命很难守, 是因为爱不够。
It's hard to obey the Ten Commandments because we lack love.
好，但是如果神的爱浇灌在我们心里，
but if God's love is poured inside us,
前面四条就没有困难了。
It would be no problem to follow the first four.
因为我们里面有爱。
Because inside we have love.
那后面六条也不困难了。
The latter six would not be a problem either.
因为我们有爱。
Because we have love.
所以有了爱以后，诫命就不难守。
After we have love, the commandments are not hard to obey.
所以我们要求神借着圣灵把爱浇灌在我们心里。
So we ask God to pour His love into us through the Holy Spirit.
我们的爱很有限。
Our love is limited.
所以我们常常勉励彼此相爱，彼此相爱有时候觉得压力很大。
So we keep encouraging one another to love one another, and we feel very pressured.
因为我的爱就像一滴水一样，你再勉励也就只有一滴水而已。
Because our love is only one drop of water. After encouragement, it's still one drop.
但是我们如果被那无穷的爱、主的爱充满，
but when we are filled with the unlimited love of God,
彼此相爱变成很自然了。It
is natural to love one another.
所以我们要求神借着圣灵将爱浇灌在我们心里。
So we have to ask God, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, pour His love into us.
好，我们25分钟一起来祷告。
And let's pray for the next 25 minutes.
如果要到求圣灵、求恩典，也可以到前面来。
And if you want to